The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, February 8, 2023. Cuba announced the projects that make up the portfolio of opportunities for foreign investment in the agricultural sector in 2023. The information was released during a press conference on Tuesday, noting that there are 59 investment opportunities to more than the existing ones. The Director of International Relations of the Ministry of Agriculture, Orlando Diaz-Rodriguez, said that they are an extension of the portfolio presented by the country during the International Fair in Havana last November. He explained that they intend to attract foreign investment and make it more flexible, given the multiple benefits they bring to the national economy. The most abundant proposals come from livestock, agroforestry, and agricultural groups, and cover a wide range of the usual productions. Diaz-Rodriguez gave an overview of the development of investments in agriculture. Cuba has an experienced, qualified labor force and research centers that provide scientific answers to the most pressing production problems. The closing of the Anti-Imperialist Day held in eastern Panamanian province of Colón ratified the support to the struggle of nations such as Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. In the conclusions of the forum dedicated to the 170th anniversary of the birth of the Cuban hero and apostle of Latin American independence, José Martí, the coordinator of the Colón chapter of the Movement of Solidarity with the Island and Other Peoples, Cornelio Góndola, underlined the visionary thinking of the founder of the Cuban Revolutionary Party. He stressed the importance of young students becoming familiar with the truth of sister nations facing media attacks orchestrated by large transnational corporations to distort their reality. During the event, commitment of Panamanian fraternal organizations to defend the work of the revolutions harassed by the criminal blockade imposed by the United States were presented. For his part, Cuban Ambassador Victor Cairo indicated that his country has been threatened by Yankee imperialism since the 19th century, something that Martí warned about when he denounced the evils afflicting the peoples of the world. The participants also repudiated unilateral sanctions against China, Russia, Iran, and Syria, and supported a democratic solution to the situation in Haiti, Palestine, Peru, and the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. Cuban Ministry of the Interior, MININTA, reported Tuesday that 2,128 irregular migrants were returned to Cuba so far in 2023 from Mexico, the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and by the U.S. Coast Guard. That figure was completed today when a vessel of the U.S. Coast Guard delivered 16 irregular migrants who participated in two illegal departures from the country through the port of the Orozco Bahía Honda in the western province of Artemisa. The returnees are 10 men and 6 women, mostly from the provinces of Matanzas and Holguín, the MININTA added. Two of them were transferred to Technical Investigation Directorate for allegedly committing serious crimes before the illegal departures. So far in 2023, 26 return operations were carried out both by air and sea. And in the international agenda, we have that. Ecuador continues awaiting this Wednesday for the results of Sunday's elections, while citizens warn over the possible manipulation of the electoral records. Problems in printing official documents forced to recount votes in 6 provinces of the country, the National Electoral Council reported. Given this situation, social sectors express concern about the possibility of altering those results, especially those of the referendum promoted by the executive. So far, with more than 98% of the records counted, the no vote seems to be irreversible in all questions and is a setback for the government of Guillermo Lasso and the right wing. representatives of the Citizen Revolution Movement, aligned to former President Rafael Correa, are the virtual winners of 61 mayor's offices, among them Quito, Guayaquil, Santo Domingo, and Esmeraldas. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, began an official visit to Haiti this Wednesday in response to a government invitation. Turk will meet with representatives of the state, the Office of Citizen Protection, Security Forces, and the Judiciary Branch. He also expects to hold meetings with victims of human rights violation and civil organizations and local authorities in Guanaminte City. The High Commissioner's trip comes at a time of the worsening of the multifaceted crisis in the country, plagued by armed groups controlling vast areas of Port-au-Prince and amidst an increase in the number of kidnappings and killings. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.